Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. In my Father's house are many dwellings, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. What is the Lord's goal in everything he does? Why did he come into the world? The Lord expressed his purpose warmly and gently in the words of our text. It was the eve of his death, and the disciples perhaps sensed that something awful was about to happen. The Lord helped them understand that it was all happening for the good. I am going to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will receive you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. This is the Lord's goal, that where he is, there we may be also, close to him, at home with him, even in his loving embrace. In the text, the Lord calls heaven his Father's house, because heaven is like our Heavenly Father's home. In his home, there is a sphere of love and of being loved. The angels, his children, are always growing up spiritually, learning the wisdom to guide their lives. In his home, we can follow our Father's example and become human beings in his image and likeness. Every good home has an atmosphere of love and guidance. This is so upon the earth because it is heavenly order. And in every good home, each person in the family has certain responsibilities toward the rest. In our Heavenly Father's home, there is a special place for each of us. Each person is specially created by the Lord to make a unique contribution to the happiness of the heavenly society. Every one of us has a particular use to perform for other people and for the Lord, because all happiness comes from being useful. Our use or employment makes our place in the heavenly society, even to the kind of house we live in. Therefore, the Lord carefully prepares us for our place in heaven from the time of our birth and even before. Secretly, he guides us every moment of our life, leading us to heaven, yet always preserving our freedom of choice. The Lord also governs the time and the manner of our death, so that we enter into our eternal home at the best possible time. The Lord considers our eternal welfare and also the welfare of all the people in both worlds who will be affected by our passing from this world to the spiritual world. In this way, the Lord prepares a place for each of us, and he prepares us for our place in his heavenly home, that where he is, there we may be also. What kind of a home will we have after death? What sort of a house is the Lord preparing for us? The writings say that every newcomer to heaven finds a house prepared for him and recognizes it at once as his house. Some spirits even learn whether they are going to this or that community of heaven by checking to see whether there is a house there for them. How do they know their own houses? Our home in heaven perfectly matches our life and our love. A house is like our mind. Our mind is where we really live. The mind is divided into parts according to our interests and functions, as a house is divided into rooms. One part of our mind, namely the thoughts and affections that we are willing to share with other people, corresponds to the living room, the dining room, and kitchen where we invite friends. We use another part of our minds for our daily work, corresponding to an office or study, or to the kitchen as a workplace. When we learn new things and develop a new interest, this is like putting on an addition to the house of our mind. The inmost parts of our minds are where we have our ideals and dreams and our real beliefs and goals. These are private, like a bedroom which we share only with our married partner. And as we hold the Word in reverence and make it the center of our life to which we return every day, the Lord builds a repository or a special place for the Word in our eternal homes. Our mind also has higher and lower stories. Part of our mind is concerned with bodily and worldly things, which need to be the foundation, since we need to be healthy in order to think clearly and act usefully. Part of our mind is concerned with civil and moral affairs and the reasons behind our customs and practices. This is like the framing and the first floor of our mental home. The highest part of our mind is concerned with the spiritual principles that guide our lives, especially the things we have learned from the Word that really mean something to us, the ideas we often think about and try to apply to life. All the lower things of our thought and life should be subordinated to the principles of conscience expressed in a useful life. The useful life, according to the Word, is the strong foundation on which the whole house rests. Then we are dwelling with the Lord in the house, and our mind is full of spiritual life. In heaven, the houses of the wiser angels who hold positions of greater responsibility are larger and more magnificent than the houses of those who love simpler uses. People who have studied the Word and thought carefully about their lives have spacious houses full of light, as their minds are open to many ideas and full of enlightenment. People who have especially loved truths live in stone houses, since stone corresponds to truth, while people who have especially loved the good or use to which truth leads live in houses with lots of wood, since wood corresponds to good. Gardens especially flourish around the homes of the wiser angels who have cultivated their minds more than others. But beautiful lawns and gardens surround every couple's home with plants that correspond to their ways of thinking and their perceptions. To the angels, however, all of these things are even more pleasing to their minds than to their eyes, because in everything they can see correspondences with the spiritual things they and their friends receive from the Lord. They see the Lord Himself reflected in their homes and gardens. Each home is a gift freely given by the Lord, and the angels think of their homes this way. In heaven, everything is a gift from the Lord. Whatever they need is given to them, just as the principles of our faith and the good affections of our hearts are free gifts from the Lord. Nevertheless, the Lord acts by means of other angels in providing for their homes and other needs. He involves angels in helping each other so that they will have the delight of helping others improve their lot and their dwelling as they develop their usefulness. In heaven, everyone has his own home and his own hometown and his own use. Each couple's uses are distinct from everyone else's, and yet conjoined with them. There is tremendous variety. There are many dwellings and homes, and yet there is unity from the Lord. The Lord gives every couple their place and coordinates all the societies and individual angels of heaven, like a father and mother guiding a family to live together in harmony. We have the opportunity to work with the Lord in the construction and improvement of our heavenly home as we lead a useful life founded on the rock of His Word. We can do spring cleaning, tossing out old ideas, habits, and attitudes to make space for better ones. We can sweep or prepare the way of the Lord, for the doctrine says, "Nothing else is required of man than to sweep the house." That is, to reject the lusts of evil and the derivative persuasions of falsity, for he is then filled with goods, because good is continually flowing in from the Lord, but into the house, that is, into the man, who is purified of such things that as hinder the inflowing good. In this way, the Lord provides each and all of the angels a happy home. This happiness is the fulfillment of the Lord's divine love and the goal of his continual providence, namely that as many as possible and more to eternity should receive happiness and blessing from their God. For the Lord says, "In my Father's house are many dwellings, and I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.